My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. On a Thursday, you can keep it turned up, Brad, because I'm turned up. I'm turned up about this show. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Every day of the week, John Martin rolls up his sleeves for you all, and he goes to work putting together these shows. And I'm giving him full credit today. We are riding on his juice, his energy. He has packed this show, and I'm very excited about it. We'll tell you why in just a minute. John's eager to talk, but you know my monologue's not done quite yet. I was watching Oprah Winfrey last night. I don't know about you. It's been a long time since I said I was watching Oprah. We've got some good news about a former Tiger student-athlete coming home. Last night I also watched a Netflix documentary about the death of murder of former Titans quarterback Steve McNair. It's a new one out on Netflix. It left me feeling a certain way. We'll talk about how, what that way was. Certainly at some point today, we got Thursday Night Football, of course. And we've got Western Conference record predictions from ESPN as well. So where do the Grizzlies fall in ESPN's predictions, which came out today? We will discuss lots of news. Feels like a very newsy day, John. Very newsy day.
Yeah, definitely could be. You just never know what the world will have in store as long as you keep rocking in that thing. Keep on rocking in the free world. What a night last night, man. That song's now stuck in my head.
You've been saying it over and over. I love that you brought that spirit, last night's spirit, to today's show.
There's no question. This is my last show of the week. We're getting off early for Martin Luther King Day.
That part's a lie.
These are the things that I look forward to, right?
To the windows, to the walls.
That's right. That's right.
Remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say the rest.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. Lots of things in store for you today. We have preseason football that you did not even mention.
I did. See, you don't listen anymore. You tune out. You literally tune out on the monologue.
Well, I heard you say...
We've got preseason football.
Okay, tonight. Well, you kind of just glossed over it. You know, we're getting... It's a meaningful preseason game.
Again, we're trying to shorten up on monologue. Mm. So we can't... You can't have me going both ways here.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay.
But we are going to get a full half, probably, of Anthony Richardson, so...
We need it.
I enjoy watching starting quarterbacks play football. So
need them reps.
We'll get that today.
Excited.
And, some moving and shaking going on over at the University of Memphis a little bit, which we will discuss here in just a moment. ESPN, not excited about the Grizzlies season.
You're giving away too much.
Not excited. They've been wrong. They've been wrong before. They'll be wrong again.
I figured you'd be... triggered.
Yeah, it doesn't take much these days, so we'll talk about all that today on the show. Drew Hill will join us at 11:25. We will obviously talk to him about that, get his response on the ESPN bit. 12:25, and this is really why Jason's excited, because the 12:25 guest, right? I mean, I really didn't have to work that hard. Drew's a regular. I booked my man Adam Chernoff at 1:25, and the 12:25 is, you know, normally, as you guys know, we don't have three guests anymore because it's all about the what is the least amount of effort we could put it and get away with.
It's really, you have so much to say now.
Yeah, that might be it, too. I have so much to say, and we just don't have enough time. But today,
you went above and beyond.
Yeah, because I just could feel the Big Bear energy. The Big Bear energy is just teeming. I watched a good chunk of that first half over the weekend, and I saw the pass to Roma Dunze. I saw the fact that Matt Eberflus said, "Yo ass ain't coming out until you get six."
Like that coaching?
That's right. He said, "Your ass is staying. We only wanted to play you for a few drives, maybe one if it went well enough, but we're going to keep you in." And so that's what he did, and he finally scored a touchdown, albeit with his legs, but that is part of the Caleb Williams experience. That is why he is going to be a tough guard, because he can do it in a lot of different ways.
So now you're intrigued.
Well, I mean, I was intrigued before. I mean, it's hard not to be intrigued, but I had some eyeballs on it. And there is nobody that you appreciate more on Bears coverage than our 1225 guest, Courtney Cronin of ESPN.
Round of applause, please.
Yes. She...
Chicago Bears.
She covers the Bears, but you know, she does quite a lot for ESPN. She's been on Around the Horn. She's been on First Take. She's, you know, really become a staple up there at ESPN. And again, we've told the story before that, you know, she was my tour guide at the Clarion Ledger when I had gotten offered the recruiting reporter gig many moons ago. So I think, I would guess, she is the only person that has made the jump from Clarion Ledger to ESPN. That would be, I mean, unless, Ian Rappaport is at NFL Network. I mean, so, you know, if we're going to say ESPN, I think she probably is the only one that's made that leap.
How about that?
Which is a pretty big leap, you know, going from Jackson, Mississippi to ESPN. So, anyway, she'll join us at 12:25. We'll talk to her about the Bears, about the NFL, and more.
Can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so you'll just have to wait about another hour and a half.
I'm going to try not to embarrass you.
No, you can't embarrass me. Don't worry. And then
I'm going to be giddy, though.
Adam Chernoff will hop on at 1:25.
I'll have calmed down by then.
Lots of NFL plays this week, and we're sort of moving ahead to week one, right?
Sort of. We're almost there.
Yeah, so we'll get into all that today here on the show. But maybe a little bit of good news. Let's start with some good news. Ed Scott is starting to make the rounds, right? He's kind of gotten settled in, the new athletic director at Memphis. He's making the rounds a little bit. And a couple bits of news. We'll start again with the good, which is that a former Tiger is coming home. And that's Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was a guy that every time the Memphis AD job opens up, right, he is a name that is mentioned. Former, you know, University of Memphis basketball player, been at New Orleans for the last several years. And he is coming back home as a senior deputy athletic director. I believe that is the title that he is getting. So he is coming back home. And I don't know for sure, but I would assume that his main responsibility will be basketball, Jason. Is that how you sort of interpret it?
I don't know yet, but I mean, obviously he's going to have a relationship with Penny, having already, you know, played with Penny.
Right.
Going to be involved on that side. I have no idea whether he'll be the guy, but I would assume so.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that's a position that has been missing. You know, you had Ren Baker for so long. You didn't really replace Ren Baker for that liaison between the AD and the basketball program. And I think it's noticeable. And
remember, again, he's not coming from a football side. You know,
right.
and so you would expect
right.
That's again that assuming maybe we'll you know. Maybe it's not smart, but you would have to think that there's most of his work's going to be done on the basketball side.
Exactly. And so, again, it's just a bridge between...
But it can also be, too, depending upon where Memphis is, and I don't know how deep you intend to get to it, but for Tim, you know, it can be the opportunity to get to know the football side a little bit better. It's not, I mean, you know what I'm saying? In terms of his stops, you don't have a great deal of experience, but it's where Memphis is right now in terms of pecking order, what's going on with the stadium and everything else will be great experience for Tim, whether it's the future here, maybe down the road as AD, or more importantly, somewhere else, because we've seen now where deputy ADs, Ren Bakers, have moved up and gotten AD jobs out of here. And for Tim, you know, getting that football side here, home, for him, having played 4 years here of basketball and graduated and everything else, but this can also offer him something in that sense that he can fine to that resume on the football side, right? Surely, yes, you'll deal with basketball here, but you can sort of, you know, sharpen the iron, you know, bust your chops on football a little bit, and then be better prepared for you know, a sitting AD job, whether it's Power 5, whether it's here, who knows?
Right. Yeah. So that's a good.
It's good for both sides.
No question. So that's a good. That's some good news over there. I mean, again, you know, we'll hope to have Ed Scott on the show at some point. So I'm not super interested in, you know, just the sort of coach speak, if you will. But there's also the news that I can't remember. I think he might have told Jonah Dillon. Forgive me if I got that wrong. But he told Jonah Dillon that the Malcolm Dandridge academic deal has been self-reported. Now, there was some time in the summer.
Yeah, it was months. It's months.
Oh, months.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Months, yes. There was a time in the summer where, you know, I was hearing quite a lot about that. Quite a lot about almost as though if it was coming to a head, that it was coming up in, you know, around the time that Memphis was trying to hire an athletic director, right? I think the report from Munns is that Ed Scott says it's been self-reported that they've cooperated fully and that it's kind of basically in the NCAA's hands now. And that I guess they're hopeful because that they've complied every step of the way that, you know, they've met their obligations and will be, you know, I don't know, addressed, you know.
He's in wait-and-see mode because as what's unclear, as Munns points out, is how long they've had it turned over. This wasn't something where they just turned it over. For those, in terms of timeline, this wasn't something where Ed Scott gets here, they turn it over. What he told Munns is, we have. It's my understanding it's all over. We've complied all over in the sense we've given them everything they've asked for. We've complied. What comes next is them. And so, but this could, there's a good chance. The NCAA's had this information for a while now, and Ed Scott's been briefed on it, and now it's going to be wait-and-see mode in terms of what comes back. Remember, this was the suspension of Malcolm at the end of the year, you know, academic investigation, and they're hoping that what they've done is enough, but you always know that when the NCAA comes back to Memphis, they're going to have more questions, and so how far this goes, what it could become, I mean, that's all. You know, that's important because, again, you're operating in a place of, you know, with Penny, whether it's been on probation, off probation, whether it's been IARP, now that you've gotten past all it's sort of been a constant. Remember, he served 3-game suspension last year, right, because of the recruiting issue. You'd been on probation, and so you'd like to step away from that, but here's a deal where NCAA is going to be asking questions. You never like that. It's never a good look.
Exactly.
And Ed doesn't know much, probably. You know, I'm sure he's briefed on it during the interview process and has learned more. But in terms of what the NCAA is going to do, you know, who knows?
Yeah, we do not know. So, you know, again, it's not a great feeling knowing that you've already had multiple run-ins.
They're hoping that sitting him helps.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's the NCAA and it's Memphis. So
yeah.
And
aren't you on probation?
I wouldn't bank on that. Yeah. Still minded. I think still on it. So you're already walking a fine line.
Yeah. Tough one. So anyway.
Knew this was never done. Nobody ever put this over. I always knew that this would come back in some form.
No question.
But how bad it comes back is going to be the question.
Yes, that is the question. And
whether it comes back to hurt.
Like I said, we don't know and we won't know for
correct.
For quite some time. But, you know, again, I was hearing over the summer that It could be, you know, pretty punitive. Again, I wouldn't run to the bank with that.
Well, whether it was this summer, and you've heard more than me, certainly, but even when the thing broke, it always sounded like there was more, that it wasn't just Malcolm. And so that's what concerns me, is how deep does it go?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point. But I think the NCAA's had this info.
Exactly.
And it's still a matter of waiting to hear from them.
Yeah.
Right.
In other news, ESPN summer forecast, we'll ask Drew Hill about this. Don't want to spend too much time on this because it's absolute garbage.
Wow.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
That's incoming.
Let me say that again.
Perhaps a little too strong.
It's garbage. And I tell my players not to read it. It's garbage. It's got the Memphis Grizzlies as the 9 seed in the West.
Really? I mean, it's tied for 9. They got the Rockets, same record.
Behind the Sacramento Kings, bruh. Automatically disqualified from credibility.
It's too painful. It's painful.
I mean, what are we doing, bro? Like, seriously? Okay, I'll buy behind the Mavs. I'll buy behind the Nuggets. I might even buy behind the Suns if you want to really try to sell me. But they will not be behind the Sacramento Kings, my guy. They will not be behind.
They're behind the Kings and a bunch of other ones.
They will not be behind the Warriors.
You said top four.
They will not be behind the Pelicans. I think this assumes a lot of other teams and nothing of the Grizzlies. So that's the issue that I have with it. It assumes a lot about the Pelicans. It assumes a lot about the Warriors. And it assumes a lot about the Kings. And it doesn't give the same benefit of the doubt to the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, they conveniently have no author listed on this piece. It says ESPN staff.
It's low compared to my book here, too.
Because they're hiding. They don't want to put their name on this garbage. They don't want to do that. I don't know if this is like the, you know, Disney interns or whatever we're doing over there these days.
Oh, come on.
But this is an absolute joke.
I'm sure it's Pelton and them. It's their panel of experts.
Well, then put their name on it. Put your name on it. I want to know who's responsible for this. Because why would you assume that the Pelicans are going to be better than the Memphis Grizzlies? Because the Grizzlies, when they had John Morant, beat their ass in New Orleans last year. And Zion played, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, have you seen his new body?
Yeah, I've seen his new body. He's like an anamorph, you know? He's fat and then he's skinny. Then he's skinny, he's fat, you know?
Now he's going to catch a bullet because of ESPN's pick. Now you're shooting down.
Now, why are the Warriors ahead of the Grizzlies?
Trying to lose weight.
Why are the Warriors ahead of the Grizzlies? Can anybody explain that to me? Like, what did they do in the offseason?
D'Anthony.
D'Anthony Melton.
Kyle.
Yeah, exactly.
And they get both of them?
And they lost Klay Thompson, who I know wasn't good in the playoffs, but, like, is still one of the best shooters ever to live. Okay? And we replace him with Kyle Anderson. Yeah, so why are we assuming that they're going to be better than the Memphis Grizzlies? And then again, the Kings. What are we talking about here? Like, we really think the Kings are going to finish with a better record than the Grizzlies based on what? I mean, you tell me. I mean, Domantas Sabonis, he's going to take some leap. I mean, they are what they are. Like, they had their moment 2 years ago. They were up, whatever they were up, 2-0 against the Warriors, I think it was. I can't remember exactly. Or maybe it was just, you know, 1-1 or 2-1 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they fell back to the rest of the pack. You know, you're going to have to get incredible health from them. Just like, yes, you're going to have to get incredible health from the Grizzlies. But it seems like they apply that to everybody except the Grizzlies. And the difference between, for example, the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, and the Kings and the Grizzlies is that the Grizzlies have already proven it. When they have everybody on the team healthy, they have already been a 2 seed. Point me to the Zion 2 seed. Point me to the Sacramento 2 seed. I will wait.
It was a different NBA. The young stars.
Man, it wasn't that damn different.
Point.
2 years ago.
The young stars hadn't emerged at that point.
Yeah, the young stars like Steph Curry.
No.
And Kevin Durant.
The guy you love to hate and say that is better than Paolo, Ant Edwards is his name.
Yeah.
You heard of him?
I mean, yeah.
He did something like
that. I'm giving you the Timberwolves ahead of the Grizzlies. I'll give you that. That's not really my issue here. My issue is really the fact that why do we all of a sudden assume that the Suns are going to be a 50-win team? I mean, they were
You figure it's going to look better in the second year, that it could not be worse than what it was.
Well, I guess that's true. It can't be worse, because if it is, people are going to get fired. But, like, we just assume that the Pelicans are going to work with DeJounte Murray, Brandon Ingram? I mean...
No, I'm not going to argue against you here. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just playing a little devil's advocate. Listen, I only have a couple things. I'm with you on this. I think it's low. I think 9 is disrespect. FanDuel's got the number at 47.5. So that's 3 wins... that's 3 more wins than what ESPN's given you. Here's my other thing on the only other thing I would say. I wouldn't get too caught up in, I'm not caught up at least, in Sacramento, Pelicans, Warriors, Grizz. They've only got those teams separated by 3 games. Sacramento's up to 6. My concern, though, is that they think there is a decent-sized gap between 5 and you. They've got the Suns with 49 wins and you with 44. That's a, you know, in a West that we've always said is tight, that's a pretty significant gap between you and the top 5 seeds. Understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's that far, you know, a gap in between you and a Phoenix. The Kings, I'm with you. I think you'll finish over. We don't need to go all through Pelicans, too. I've got a great confidence, but... it seems low. Even FanDuel, like I said, has got you at 47.5 as the total wins number this year. They've got you at 44-38, tied with the Rockets in the 9-10 slot. That seems definitely low. I'd bottom line it this way: you feel good about 1 through 4.
Yep.
I feel better about 1 through 6. We both agree that down in play-in is disrespect.
Big disrespect.
So there, that's where we're at.
I think,
I mean, even the book agrees.
If you told me that, I mean, everybody's healthy, the worst that Grizzlies will be is the five.
Again,
that's the worst.
If the number's 47.5, where does it put them? Sixth spot, you know, with record-wise in terms of what they've got from a record standpoint. And so I believe it's closer to that.
Yeah.
Clearly, you believe that. We know. Vegas believes that. Clearly, the number's low.
Well,
they just wanted to get a rise out of you, bro.
They just
wanted to trigger you.
They did it.
On a Thursday, you've already done a lot of work,
yep.
you know, putting
yep.
this thing together today.
Facts.
And they, you know, they violated a little bit
but
here.
But there's one thing they can't stop me from doing, ESPN, even with their cockamamie rankings. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop me from rocking in the free world.
Well, you're going to have to let that go.
Never.
I guess the Sheila E. and John Legend performance didn't do anything for you. They sang some Prince, bro.
No. Ron Olson was the first person to play Prince in the world.
Bro, you say that every time we bring up
Prince. A lot of people
don't
know that. He was the first.
Every single time.
He was the first. But no, it's a stupid list. It will not be close to accurate.
It's disrespectful.
I guess they're just trying to get clicks.
I understand getting triggered or defensive about this. Now, you know where I was on the nationally televised
game. Oh, I'm triggered.
Just go back and earn. I didn't think that was something to get a rise out, something for us to be all, you know, worried about. On the nationally televised games.
Right.
Not.
Right.
But this right here.
Oh, yeah. This.
Go show this to Ja.
Oh, yeah.
This is true disrespect.
Absolutely. Put it on the SM. Put it on the head of the SMU pony.
44 wins.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. What a joke.
What a joke.
We'll come back. Drew Hill's going to join us, and we'll continue this discussion when we get back with somebody that has some common sense. Jason and John, Artie Turner, FM, ESPN.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Hopefully you have. Well, they've got something a little different this time around now through September 22nd. So you got exactly a month. All FanDuel customers can bet $5, get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Again, just $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account, current form payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to download America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/JSmith. FanDuel certainly respects the Grizzlies win total, more so than ESPN. They're also official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally. After free trial, no refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
This Friday, from Odyssey Memphis Sports, it's high school football with the MUS Owls taking on the Bartlett Panthers. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7 p.m. on 790 The Bet. Tune in for a special Cardinals broadcast with the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Minnesota Twins on 92.9 FM ESPN Friday night. Pre-game at 6:15 after the Gabe Kuhn Show. First pitch just before 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Friday night sports on 790 and 92.9.
Ever had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill. Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
No way. So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, go ahead and watch videos. They can all do their thing and party their way. No problem.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Now through September 22nd, get fast, reliable, 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get Wi-Fi equipment included. Visit Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $71 a month. Actual speeds vary.
Are you looking for a savings account that pays a great rate with no requirements or restrictions? At Leaders Credit Union, you can accelerate your growth with Forward Plus High Yield Savings. No minimums, no balance tiers, just a great rate. Currently at 4.25% APY. Keep your money accessible while earning more with Forward Plus from Leaders. Open yours today at leaderscu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Howie, we talk about how Robert Irwin Jewelers is different. Tell me about the RIJ way.
We just listen to our customers.
Like what?
Like the meant to be guarantee.
That's 365 days to return your custom made engagement ring, right?
Exactly. And that happened because we had a customer, a young man, spent over $14,000 in our store. And after 6 months, they broke up and we gave him his money back. That's the RIJ way.
That's how the meant to be guarantee started?
That's exactly how it started, Danny. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com.
If you have a big chunk of land, or if you have a big old garden, or if you have some bush hog and you need done, or whatever it is, get yourself a tractor. Get yourself a tractor. You deserve to have a tractor. And get yourself a Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. Right now, they're in stock. It's right there in Highway 302 in Byhalia. Go visit them. You'll see them. They're magnificent. They're in stock and 0% financing. It's exactly what you need. It's a tractor, but it's a smaller tractor, 140 horsepower or less, exactly what you need for that big piece of land, for that big old garden, for that bush hogging, the smaller Case IH tractor. Forget green, go big red. Again, in stock right now at Mid-South Ag Equipment on Highway 302 in Byhalia.
Hey, Jason, my main man, Marshall. It's the Volkswagen Savvy Summer Sales Event. Had Gossett Volkswagen on the pike, and buddy, I need the scoop.
Randy, don't pass this one by, my man. Take your pick, 2024 Taos SE or 2024.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For just $275 a month. And 2024 Atlas Peak Edition, $5,000 off or 0.9% APR for 60 months. And remember, at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike, no reasonable offer will be refused.
Remember, it's your choice, 2024 Taos SE or 2024 Jetta Sport, $275 a month. And 2024 Atlas Peak Edition's $5,000 off or 0.9% APR for 60 months. So ask for Jason, the main man marshal at Gossett Volkswagen, 1875 Covington Pike, or online. Line at GossettBWMemphis.com.
Where we're charging forward and charging less every day.
36-month lease, 7,500 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Taos MSRP 30,811, RMO 69,280, Jetta MSRP 25,901, RMO 47,623, 25,90 down, Atlas 4,250, VW customer rebate 750, Gossett discount, includes rebates and incentives, TTNL and registration and fees, PF 695, see dealer for details, dealer stock only with approved credit.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, Kroger brand 73% lean ground beef in a 3-pound roll is on sale for only $2.99 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This afternoon, expect sunny skies with a high of 87.
Weather brought to you by USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, Rammer Jammer, Yellow Hammer, Give 'em Hell, Alabama. Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian in the fall and winter, but he spends most of his fall days cheering on the University of Alabama. Joins us now. Hello, Drew.
What's up, John? How are you?
How does that make you feel, man, when you hear that music? Does it take you back? Does it take you back to Bryant Denny?
I'm just excited the football is back. Oh, man. And the last 2 days, you wake up, you go outside. It's been a little crisp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got a little crisp outside. It smells a little bit more like fall. I get seasonal depression during the summers. I'm not even kidding. Like, you know, most people get seasonal depression during winter. Like, nah, that's not – I'm too busy for all that. For me – like, I get depressed during the summer and the dead of heat in Memphis, and then football comes back and it cures everything, and we have football on this weekend. I can't believe it. No more waiting for football for a very long time, so that's awesome. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot to touch on, and I will start with the piece most recently at ESPN, which is I don't know who did it exactly. It was a panel of experts, maybe it was, you know, the typical normal guys like Pelton, etc. But they had the Grizzlies ninth in the standings in the West with an above 500 record, 44-38. And granted, only a 3-game difference between sixth. I think sixth and ninth. But did that feel pessimistic to you? Did that feel low?
Yeah, it feels a little low. I think they're going to finish better than ninth. But that being said, I just pulled this up knowing you would ask about it. It's hard to quibble with a lot of the teams that they have above the Grizzlies. Phoenix is interesting. I mean, they're just in a bad – they seem to not be in a great spot. I don't have a ton of faith in them. And then there's several teams on that list that are one injury away from these spots flipping. And so, like, that's how close everything is in the Western Conference. Like, if Jaws hurt for an extended period of time, like, the Grizzlies are probably not going to finish in the top six because it's too competitive, right? So that can fluctuate a lot. You're right. Only three difference on the wins there between nine and six. I just have a lot of faith that this Grizzlies team is going to be good. And I think the number one reason why, and I wrote about this morning, I'm not sure if it's up yet or not, just briefly, just for our little newsletter that goes out in the emails. It is the Grizzlies, every year since Ja has been drafted, except for one, have been the number one team in paint scoring. The one season that they didn't finish number one in paint scoring was last year when Ja played in nine games. You know where they finished? Dead last in the entire league. Okay? So with Ja available, with Edie now in there, we've all seen the workout videos. It's cool to see those two guys in the gym together. With those two players and like a recommitment to attacking the paint, I really do think that this team is going to be very good. I think they have a very good chance from going from worst in paint points per game to first in paint points per game next season, just given the offensive strategy. And I do think that a commitment to that again is instantly going to make them that much better of an offensive team. And if you can do that consistently in the league, like, you're going to be competitive in every single game. So that's probably the number one reason, more so than anything else, that I believe that this team has a real chance to win 50 games. Now, in this prediction, they have them at 44, right? That could be a difference of Ja getting hurt twice versus Ja getting hurt once, right? So in the end, it all comes down to health. But, like, if they're healthy, I feel really good about this team being in the top six. I feel really good about this team, you know, winning 50 games. So I'm not going to be outraged about this ESPN ranking because it's not far off. They have them at 44 wins. It's just the West is that competitive.
FanDuel's got them at 47.5. I mean, I think we all agree it should be higher than 44. My issue with just calling it ninth, in terms of what ESPN's got here, is that they've got the records the same for Houston at 10, but not just that, they've got the Lakers with the same record at 44-38 in 11th. And so what they're essentially giving you is the tiebreaker, but they're also arguing, I mean, if you lose the tiebreaker, you could be out of the playoffs, which I think is what we all will agree is too low. And yes, it's competitive, but I mean, if you're talking, you know, FanDuel's got you 47.5 as the number. That's 3.5 games, to your point, in a very tight West that could make a difference for you. And I think gets them somewhere in that 1-6 range that I've sort of been thinking. I think John's a little optimistic on 1-4, but I feel pretty good about 1-6. We'll see what it ends all up in. What did you think about what we saw in terms of the video of Edie and Ja from the standpoint of Edie's body? Did he look even in different shape than we saw him in summer league? To you, John, I thought maybe he's dropped even a couple of more pounds.
Yeah, he looks trim. Listen, we don't really have to worry about him being too skinny, right? Because he's not so big. His frame is so big.
Right.
Just in general, that I think that that's not going to be a concern. I just like that they're in the gym together. Obviously, there's a connection here. Yeah, Edie played at IMG. Ja did his pre-draft at IMG and then hired some of the guys, Trey Draper, Jonathan Thomas, to be his personal trainers now. And so those relationships already existed in the past. So it seems like this is a connection that should work well. I'm encouraged by the fact that they want to, you know, work out together and put in the work this offseason. I also like in the video, you can kind of see Ja directing him about where to screen and where he's going to be getting shots and stuff like that. I think that that's all really productive. And again, this all, like, By drafting Edie, they did several things. I mean, by one, they added somebody that can score in the paint and position himself, knows how to position himself to be a paint scorer. You wouldn't qualify him as a shot creator because he's not dribbling, but like once he gets the ball in the post and everybody's standing around on the perimeter, Zach Edey becomes a shot creator. He knows how to get a shot off. And I think that Memphis is really high on the idea that just by being that threat, that's going to help the offense tremendously, because if you switch and there is a smaller defender on him, there's no way you're going to be able to stop Zach Edey. He's just too big and he's too skilled at getting to shots, and he's going to make a very high percentage of his looks inside. And so by adding another scoring threat, it's not that Steven Adams wasn't a scoring threat. It's just that he wasn't the type of scoring threat that Zach Edey is. Steven Adams was excellent at grabbing offensive rebounds off of Ja misses and putting them back. We all think Zach Edey can do that. Whether he rebounds at the same rate as Steven, I think, remains to be seen. But I think that he's going to help their half-court offense. I really do, because I'm a believer of that thinking as well, that by putting as many players out there as possible that can score, you force the defense to guard everyone versus, you know, guys helping off whoever had Steven Adams helping off to try to stop a jaw drive. So I really like that they're in the gym together. I still like the pick. I like that they're committing. Again, it seems like to getting back to being one of the most dominant paint teams in the league. Like, this was a pick that signaled that. It wasn't, you know, the three-point shooting big that we speculated because of some of the offensive coaching hires that they made this offseason. So I like that. This plays to the strengths of the team. And again, they've been the most dominant team in the paint when they are healthy. And this should be a combination that works. The more I look into it, the harder it is to believe that it's not going to work. Just because Zach Edey is so skilled at what he does. And I think that, you know, that partnership with Ja that we're already seeing, like that investment, that level of investment between the two of them, they are probably the most important two-man lineup on the roster this season. And I just have a hard time believing that it's not going to work. I have a lot of confidence that these two guys are going to play really well together and pretty soon out of the gate. It might take a little bit of time to build chemistry, but I think it'll happen rather quickly.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on maybe some other teams that are in that mix with the Grizzlies. And let's start with the Pelicans. Obviously, they make the move. They go get DeJounte Murray, and it's going to be C.J. McCollum, Zion, Murray, and Brandon Ingram. It just kind of feels like that's not going to work to me. Do you share that view, or do you feel differently about it?
Yeah, I share that view. You know, they've had a lot of health problems. If they could just get C.J. McCollum to play exactly how he plays against the Grizzlies every single time that the two match up, then the Pelicans might end up in first place in the Western Conference, because C.J. just always goes off against Memphis. Not sure what that is there, but he always plays really well against the Grizzlies. I just don't think it's really hard to buy on Zion staying healthy for an extended period of time, because we just haven't seen it, and that talent being enough to be better than some of the other teams that are ahead of them. Like, I just think Memphis has more firepower. Dallas has more firepower. Like, a lot of the teams, you know, that you might consider in the same range just are a little bit better constructed, a little bit more sound. Like, they have a lot of veteran players, but they also have a lot of guys that I don't necessarily know mesh well together. So I'm not very high on New Orleans now.
Well, I'm back to the Grizzlies real quick, though, just because we talked about the offensive side, and you laid that out. But defensively, and we saw where Jaren, I think, was ninth in their poll on Defensive Player of the Year. I'm not going to say that's disrespect, but don't you expect him to be, and we've discussed this a little bit with you too, Drew. I mean, with Edey in there, there's a little bit more of that old Jaren where you can go back to Roman, and that this is a season where we can expect Jaren to, you know, vie, and I think, you know, viably vie for all them, you know, first team, you know, all defense.
Yeah, I think that would be a good goal for Jaren. I mean, that's going to be challenging, especially with some of the bigs. Wemby's coming, does take a spot, right?
You're right about that. He's going to keep a spot for a while. You're right about that.
Yeah, that's going to be really challenging, but it's a good goal. That would be a good goal to have, or just make an all-defensive team. And I think he can do it. I think there's two things that are going to work in his favor. One is you have somebody that gobbles up space the way that Edie does. Just as long as his foot speed, and I think that might be part of what's going on with the weight, is they want him at a lighter weight so he can move his body a little bit better. But as long as the foot speed is there and you're not getting burned, you know, with him on the court, I think it does open up possibilities for Jaren defensively to roam a little bit more and block shots, and I think that's a big positive. I also think with John Bain back in the lineup, he's going to carry a lot less of the offensive load. And I don't think we really talk about this enough. It's like you don't see a lot of true two-way stars in the NBA who play both sides of the court really hard on every possession and are really awesome on both ends. There's just not a ton of them, like LeBron, Anthony Edwards. Like, there's a few, but there's Giannis, but there's just not a lot of them. And so I think with what they asked Jaren to do last year, especially just putting the ball in his hands and letting him create offensively, I mean, he was spending a lot of energy on that end of the court.
No doubt.
And now he can kind of afford to save a little bit more for the defensive side where they're really going to need him. I know we've also discussed this on the show, but I think, you know, there's a question about how they're going to use him because he's like the one guy that you could play with any big on the roster. But, like, all the other ones have questions, I think, because you can't play Edie and Brandon together. Dante with Brandon or with Edie, I think it just depends on how good Zach ends up being on defense. But you're wondering if that holds up defensively. And so Jaren's probably going to get asked to log a lot of minutes this year. Like, I really think he's going to play a lot. And in part because he's like the one guy that they can use with anybody out there simply because he's so valuable on the defensive end and he can shoot threes. And so it's a big season for him. It really is. This is a big season for Jaren. It's kind of a prove it season all over again. And it's a season where he's going to be going into contract talks again. So I'm really interested to see how this plays out with him. But I think that would be, if he were to make an all-defensive team, you know, we're talking about, yeah, we're probably talking about a max contract anyway.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But like,
it goes
you
up.
Know, we're back to considering him one of, you know, the very best bigs in the league. And I think right now he's got a real chance to prove that he's still there, you know, one season removed from his all-star and defensive player of the year season.
Yeah, and we'll I suppose we'll just kind of cross that bridge when we get to it with the contract, you know, situation. I know I got Harrington's consumer guide on the regular season. When do I get the Hill consumer guide? When's that coming?
I don't think that's going to come. I did write about a few games that I like that I think will be fun. I don't have it right in front of me. And, you know, I'm glad that they're home on the holidays, both holidays, because usually that means that they have big crowds. Like the day, like Black Friday usually is an awesome crowd. And, you know, people come in town to Memphis for the holidays. They're looking for stuff to do. It's the winter. And people will say, all right, let's go to the Grizzlies game. So usually you get a great atmosphere around those games. So I was pretty happy with that. The early game on MLK Day, I mean, that was interesting. At least you have a good opponent there in Minnesota. And then, you know, there's some sneaky ones later on in the year. Like, I think that the San Antonio game late has a chance to be pretty fun. It's a Saturday game. The Saturday home games late in the season are usually pretty rowdy. You've always got the opportunity for Ja to dunk on somebody, and Ja dunking on Wemby, I mean, it wouldn't get any better than that. Again, I guess Ja dunking on Wemby again wouldn't get any better than that. So I was pretty happy, actually, with the way that the schedule shook out. And I wasn't offended by the 9 national TV games, although I was a little surprised to see that some people were.
Drew, Well, listen, we're going to have Courtney Cronin, Bears reporter for ESPN, on the show a little bit later, and I'm going to ask her the same thing. But now that we've seen Caleb Williams, for as much as we're going to see him during the preseason, he's not playing those starters against KC tonight. I want to know your thoughts on what you saw, what you've seen, and your confidence level in terms of this Bears offense and Caleb going into the season now.
I am thrilled, Jason. I'm thrilled. I'm giddy. I'm excited.
Yep.
I know that this division is really tough. We're fortunate that our schedule isn't that tough. I still don't know if we're going to be good enough quite to win the division, because if you look at Jordan Love, the guy looks unbelievable, unfortunately. Those Packers fans, man, must be nice. It's just crazy. They print out, you know, quarterbacks. And the Lions will be really good too. So I'm not like all in on this team better make the playoffs.
Right.
But I'm just so excited to watch Caleb, man. Like, he does things that just look... It all just looks more fluid, right? Like, when he's dropping back and reading the defense and making a play and explaining what happened after the game, well, I saw they dropped into cover two, and I knew that I had a running lane, so I took off. Like, that was stuff we never got from Justin Fields.
Never.
Never. Like, never. And it just looks so different. Just watching it looks so different. It's like, you know, Justin, it always felt like he was – looking to run, or he was waiting for something to come wide open. And with Caleb, it's like he's actually going through progressions, and the last thing he wants to do is run the ball. And we see this talent, this arm talent, him just flicking balls 40 yards down the field, running to his left. It's crazy. Like, I don't even think people understand how challenging some of those throws were that he made in the Bengals game. And now, look, it's not going to be perfect. Of course it's not going to be perfect. He's a rookie. The offensive line's a little shaky, but he's got a ton of weapons. I think they're going to make plays for him. I think the Bears are going to score a lot of points this year, and the defense looks really, really good. So there's serious reason for optimism if you're a Bears fan like me. I feel really good. This is like the one team, Jason, that I'm always optimistic about. I'm always optimistic about the Bears. I'm not optimistic about any of my other teams. Like, I'm usually such a pessimist when it comes to, like, my sports teams. I think I've expressed that over the radio about Alabama several times.
Yep.
But good. With the Bears, I don't know what it is that just pulls me back in, but they just continue to pull me back in. And I'm more excited for this season than I think I've been for any, you know, in a very, very long time, because I think he's going to be really good. But that being said, I thought Justin Fields was going to be really good last year. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, Drew, keep on rocking in the free world, brother. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you,
Drew. Appreciate it, and congrats on all the success.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
He is Drew Hill. Joins us every single Thursday here on the show. You guys need to get together, maybe have a cup of coffee. Maybe you can, you know, reminisce all over the you know, the glory days, 85 Bears, you know, if that's what you want to do.
Oh, is he old enough?
Mm-mm.
But I think he can't reminisce.
I think he can appreciate.
Of course, he can.
History, my brother.
The history, but you said reminisce on it. He won't be able to do that with me.
Well,
on Big Fridge,
maybe
busting through there.
You can learn.
I saw it.
You can learn him.
I saw it. Not with my own. Not like in person.
Mm-hmm.
We were America's team back then.
You were born in what, 74?
And we're about to be America's team again. Stop interrupting me when I'm. Brad could have used that as a drop or something.
Sorry.
But you interrupt. You know, I was saying something very poetic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My inner Tim Walz.
Mm.
My inner Obama. And you don't give me a chance, bro.
Right.
You interrupt.
I didn't know you were doing that. I thought you were just kind of riffing a little bit. I didn't realize you were going on like a poetic thing there. We give you the first 5 minutes of the show. That's like, I feel like that's the time where if it's going to be poetic, that would be when it happens.
You know what? I'm going to fill it up tomorrow.
There you go. You're going to have the whole day tomorrow. I'll be out. I got my brother's
way. We're going to talk our tails off.
There you go. Knock yourself out. And don't forget, Courtney Cronin's at 12:25. So,
dude, my palms are sweating.
Yeah. Don't forget that. We'll come back with a rundown. Jason and John, I turn to FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.